Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
All right, folks, I am here. I'm sorry that I'm late. It is not my fault. I got caught up. That's trifling. I have no excuse for it. I just really did lose track of time. However, welcome to Soon Fantasy Radio. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Okay, so today is Trifling Week. Okay, this whole week is Trifling Week, but today is Trifling Tuesday. All right? Call up. Let us know your trifling stories at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. I've been so busy doing everything that I forgot to do the main important thing. We got a few things going on today. And before we get into that, let me bring my two favorite people, starting in order. Da-da-da-da! Princess SAA.
Hey.
What's up, Princess?
Hey,
and Baby Mike with you. Hey, yeah. Baby Mike with you.
Yes, he is.
What up, Mike?
Hey, what up, bro?
And, I gotta do this before we do anything. I gotta do this.
Exciting and new.
As the body goes swaying in the background.
We're expecting you and love.
Ooh, yeah.
Life's sweetest reward. It floats back to you.
So back to you. All right. It's
Black Reporter. But there's only one major problem. And the good evening, Crush, and good evening, Princess. And I was going to say, ladies do go first before gentlemen, so I won't even complain. What's up, Mike? You know, showing my true love. I was going to say that actually that song at one time was there, you know, was among the top five. But now I don't even know if it should be even listed in the top five, only for the simple reason I no longer have the quote-unquote Isaac mustache any longer.
All right. Stop pushing it. You pushing it now, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We all know that's going to grow back. Let's not go there, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Got a little tapered down. We got to see that before picture. See, now, there's a before picture floating out there. People don't know. Black Reporter did go get his hair cut today. I got to upload for it, you know, a little phone. I got a little videotape of it. Not videotape, but I got an audio of it. He went to the barbershop. I'll play that a little later. What was I going to say? Oh, Mimi is down here. Everybody know DJ Mimi Cat is down there. She did come and chill out with him and all
unfortunately,
that stuff.
Unfortunately, she won't be with us tonight because she's not feeling that well. She had a flare up of her illness. She normally has lupus, and the heat.
We ain't gotta put the girl business out there. She don't feel well. She's not coming. Okay.
Okay.
We ain't gotta put
okay.
her business out there. You gotta put her business
okay.
out there. That's all right. So, but she does have a before picture. So don't worry. Hopefully by Thursday we'll have this before picture of Black Reporter before the haircut. If you go to his profile now, Facebook, or you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Crush Hearts, or go to facebook.com/ Black Reporter, BLK Reporter, and you will see the picture of him with his little tapered sides. Yes, the barber told me the proper way of doing it, he tapered the sides, you know. So, you know, he ain't got the sideburns no more. You know, he trimmed up the mustache. I guess because Black Reporter's light and he is so dark, it still looks like it's real bushy, but it is trimmed up. Or is it because he got thin lips? I think it's because Black Reporter got thin lips. And that space there is kind of thick. It's still kind of thick. But, however, it's trimmed up. You know, I don't need it too low, Black Reporter, you know. But, you know, Black Reporter got it going on right now. Officially today, just for old time's sake, we'll do it early. Just for old time's sake, how about we do this? How about we, for old time's sake, we'll play one more game.
Yay.
I wish we had a explosion. I wish we had an explosion sound effect. So we could blow that mother up.
Get it up, pants on the ground. I don't know about this one, I'm going to miss it.
Me too.
I don't know, Black Reporter, I'm going to miss it. I might just have to keep it.
You made a promise.
Keep it, right. I did make a promise. Me and my big mouth, right?
Yep.
Me and my big mouth.
Yep.
Okay.
And as far as you are concerned, young lady, and you know who I'm talking to, that yay in the background, oh, got you now, huh? I still went ahead and did it. So you laughing, but you know who I'm talking to. And Mario, I know you're not on the air yet, but thank you for the love, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you for the love and Facebook.
Mario. And so we able to do it. So as of right now, as of 9:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:10 p.m. Central Standard Time, July 27, 2010. Boo! Pants on the Ground has been deleted from the roster. Now, we need something to take place of Pants on the Ground when Black Reporter start acting up, because y'all know he's going to start acting up. Y'all know he's going to do it. He can't help but do it. We need something to take his place. So, what I've done, because of the perfect person that I am, I got all of the options that are available. I'm going to go through them. And then what's going to happen is you can visit our official website, which is up and running, www.fullfantasyradio.com, and vote for what should be Black Reporter's official theme song. When you start acting up and he introducing him, what should we play as his official theme song? So I'm going to go through the five choices, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to kick off Trifling Week. So all y'all get y'all trifling stories together and quotes and whatever, and then call us up, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. All right, that sound like a plan, Black Reporter?
Sound like a plan.
All right, so we're going to start at one. Our first song is called Stroking by Clarence Carter.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, I stroke it to the west, I stroke it to the woman that I love the best.
I be stroking.
Hey.
Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said,
That's what happened in Black Florida. Cops came and shined their light on you. You were smoking.
No comment. I'm smoking.
All right. The next option is, so ready to play.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. And love, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you.
Options. That was the Love Boat Show theme song. Our third option is Tom Jones. Got a new love.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry.
Or die.
It's not unusual to go out at any time.
Black reporter doing the call.
Huh?
So you doing a call thing?
No, just no, I'm not doing a Carlton.
All right, so the fourth option is the Knight Rider theme. And then we'll have Black Reporter say something wicked on it.
Right. You.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, don't say that now. We got to write something like start acting up.
But only Black Reporter.
Yeah. All right. Because that's what we're going to do for the next 2 minutes. All right. And the final, which is the one I'm voting for. I didn't vote yet. I'm going to vote for. This is the one I'm going to vote for.
And I've never heard this one.
All right. So
I've never heard this one, so this is all new to me.
Okay, we're going to let it play out. This is Weird Al, Whatever You Like. This is Black Reporter being a sugar daddy.
Hey, girl. You know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you
oh,
like.
Oh, that.
I said
that.
You can have whatever you like. Yeah, yeah. Haters, that's how the gun
you can have it. We can click coupons all night.
That's low.
It's a large fry. What?
Baby, you should know I am really quite a sweet guy. When I buy you bathroom tissue, I always get the two ply. My dear, I got my Costco membership card right here. Yeah, you like top ramen. Me too.
Now you see what you got me doing. You got my head
bobbed.
That's that bullshit.
Shorty, I know if you had some lipo, you could be second runner of Miss Ohio. $7 bills roll up inside my plastic billfold. Buy you a bagel even if it isn't day old. And you never ever gotta wear your sister's old clothes. I'm still assistant manager at Kinko's. Cut your hair with scissors and a soup bowl. You ain't gotta pay me, that's the way that I roll. My cheek is what she wants. Walmart, she can pick out anything.
This is so official right here. Stroking is life. This right here is official. This is official right here. So
now I can dip free HBO and maybe you can watch whatever you like.
You can watch whatever you like.
You can watch whatever you like. You like. Yeah. And you can always ride the city bus. Got a stack of tokens just for us. Yo, my wallet's fat and full of ones. It's all about the Washington. That's right. Need white cap as long as you got me. It won't be no hassle. You want it, we'll get it. Just don't be a hater if I grab a bunch of napkins for later.
Hey, girl, you know our...
That is official. I don't care what nobody say. That fits you. T, I mean, Princess.
Princess,
you heard all five. You heard all five, Princess. What do you think?
I think that last one is a winner.
That last one is a winner. What about you? What about you, baby Mike? Because you always try to save Black Reporter. What do you say, baby Mike? Which one are you choosing? Mike? Okay. I guess Mike walked away from the phone. Anyway. He's not going to vote. He's on your side, Black Reporter. He ain't going to vote.
Okay.
On your side. So, Black Reporter, you still are stroking? That's it,
yeah.
Black Reporter. You know that fits you, Black Reporter. You know that song fits you. Know it. If they listen to the show and they listen to everybody that has commented about you on this show, they would know that right there fits you. Especially when we're talking about as far as sugar daddies and sugar mamas. That'll fit you.
Wow. The situation is the fact that Stroking is technically a southern blues song, And that's the reason why, yeah, it does. It does. And it fits so well.
So. Well, all right. I'm still picking Weird Al. I'm going to be biased, and I'm going to push for everybody to vote Weird Al, because that's just my dude. That's it. Ooh, who background? Who babies? All right. All right, so those are the options. You can vote for whichever song that you like, or we vote on www.fullfantasyradio.com. It ends this week. Next week, we will have a brand new theme song for Black Rebel. Yay!
Oh, and by the way, that was my niece.
Huh?
That was my niece.
Oh. All right. So, Princess?
Yeah.
We are officially kicking it with Trifling Week. Everything started being trifling since yesterday, since Monday morning. Things have been trifling. I put up trifling songs of the day. I put up a trifling question. If y'all want to share y'all trifling stories, y'all can do so by going to calling up live 347-989-0767. Or y'all can leave a message on the voice stream, and we'll get you back on that, 347-855-7372. That's our live, what is that?
That's our live recording. Well,
yeah, hotline.
Hotline.
Shouldn't think of the word. That's our hotline, 347-855-7372. Call up anytime this week. Leave your message. We'll definitely get it played right here. Trifling Week. We're going to give it to Princess. She's going to start off the trifling story. Princess, I know you got a trifling story.
I got some.
Share. Well, just share a few with us right now.
Y'all have heard some of my trifling stories that I've been going through with Mike. And one thing I hate, you know, about, you know, men in general, trifling men at that, is when they can't admit when they're wrong. You know, I mean, own up to when you're wrong and be a man about it, you know.
Be a man about it.
Exactly. And, I mean, y'all know the recent stories. I mean, those the latest stories, you know, trifling stories that's been going on recently. And another thing I don't like is, you know, how you gonna get mad at me when I don't answer my phone, but you do the same thing to me? Like, what kind of shit is that? Practice what you preach, you know.
Well. Okay, I'm going to go into my trifling song set right now.
Uh-oh.
I got some songs right here, boy, some hilarious. And I want to dedicate all this out to them guys that be on the phone talking mad buku about how they're going to eat your pussy. They're going to make your toes curl. They're going to lay the pipe, and they just going to give it to you, girl. They're going to give it to you. I just want to dedicate this song to them trifling motherfuckers right there.
Yeah. that Zag on, honey.
Hey guys, it's LaCrush and welcome back to Fall Fantasy Radio. You've just heard my mix dedicated to the short, dick, trifling, funky ass, I need a magnum but I only have 2 inches men. Well, first we start the set with 20 fingers, short dick man. I don't want no short dick man. Then we head over to Missy Elliott with 1 Minute Man. And then we just finished it up with TLC, No Scrubs. No Scrubs. I think I played that song for Princess right there. All right. Moving along. We got 225 in the building. 225, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. Lady C is in the building. Dashing just jumped in the building. What's up, Dashing? Y'all want to call him and join the Trifling Week combo, 347-989-0767. And Princess just shared her trifling moment. She don't like when guys get mad at her for not calling or picking up her phone, and then they turn around and they doing it. It's supposed to be an equal opportunity, right?
Yep,
right, Princess?
Yep.
We already went through her trifling drama so far. All right, so Lady C, welcome to the show. Lady C, you gotta share with us some trifling moments.
Trifling moments.
They not right. Put them on blast, ladies. Let us youngins know what to look out for. Let us young women know what to look out for.
Look out for the man who says he can take care of you and shows up with nothing.
Woo! Breach. Yes.
Shows up with nothing. Then
nothing.
Do you have this? Do you have that?
Yes. You know, that reminds me of a trifling moment. When a man comes to meet you, you met a man, whatever it may be, you gave him a number, y'all come, he comes to chill with you, and then he asks you for coffee back home. Listen, sir, you know, I know I don't do it. My mama told me not to do it. I'm sure your daddy told you not to do it. So why you do it? Why would you go somewhere knowing you ain't got the money? Somebody that sits there and say, I'm going to bring the weed, but I ain't got no roll-up. They're going to bring Kool-Aid, but they ain't got no sugar. Listen, go change your hand. Why should I? No, I'm not paying for your cab. No. And then they get mad at you because you gave them $2 and they pay for their cab. I don't care if you live only $8 away. I ain't got $8 to give you. I don't want to pay for your cab.
He wants to take you to the hotel and ask you to put in on it.
Oh, boy.
Lord.
I had a guy, he said,
we're going
to go hang out. He said, what you got to go with it? I
said,
to go with what? I got me.
Exactly. That's it. And really felt some type of way. That's not even trife. That's just not a good look. You're trying to impress her. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that whole, I'm trying to impress you. I'm trying to, you know, I ain't saying you got to be balling. No, you ain't got to be balling. But you ain't got to be broke either. Like, come on. What's that about?
Yeah.
What should I say, Black Reporter? You did that?
I was just going to ask whether or not we're doing all relationships, or are we doing just general trifling stuff also?
If you want something general, I mean, mostly relationships are trifling, like. That's, you know, I mean, but anything that's trifling you want to bring to the table, we haven't gotten to you yet, but since you want to jump out of turn.
Well, look, I haven't really given 2 cents worth most of the show. The show is now 42 minutes in, and I've said maybe 15 words all show.
Exactly, Black Reporter. You see, you're lucky you can talk chick because I ain't got no song to play on you right now. However, you can talk shit now. I ain't got no song to play on you now. But whoever...
Anyway, one thing that always gets me is when a woman is in the store and she is wearing her bed slippers and got her hair still rolled up.
Wait, what?
Like he just rolled out of bed.
They went into the store.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't know, Black Reporter. I didn't show up like that, but you know, I still go to my sponsor. It might be trifling, but I don't give a fool. I went to the store in the 90s, so you ain't telling me nothing but a word. So. You ain't saying nothing but a word. But then again, the store is like, what, 20 feet from my crib? Like, you
know. Okay.
But I can understand. Okay. I understand where you come from. I understand where you come from, though.
Okay, Cal, Lady C, you back there giggling. What you giggling about, Lady C?
I don't go. I try not to go in rollers. My mom didn't allow that. I hate to see somebody in slippers that look like they should have been in the trash.
Yeah. Slippers. Look, Black Reporter, what you're doing is trifling. What you're doing is trifling, Black Reporter. You asked her a question, now you're talking while she's talking. That's trifling.
Well, actually,
no, it's not to be in the middle of sex and they answer their cell phone.
Oh! Let me see. Yep. That happened to me. Didn't I come back and tell y'all that happened to me? That happened to me, and I felt some type of way ever since. I did it with him like one other time, and I haven't even called him ever since. That happened to me, and I posted it on Facebook. Like, what? I turn around, and he's texting. He's like, you know, I'm thinking, we doing it, right? We getting in. You know what, Lady C, we getting in. Like, yeah. Next thing you know, it stops. So I'm like, wait, what happened? We ain't changing positions, right? I went to roll. I lift my leg. I look back. This nigga was rushing to put his, down his cell phone. I was like, are you serious? Like, if I had a penis, that shit would have went limp. So that right there, then he would say, oh, I just text one thing. Like, that both made it. That was the trifling thing about it. He's like, oh, I only text one thing. Oh, man. You know what's trifling? What's trifling when niggas say, I don't fuck with trifling niggas. That's trifling. Everybody done experienced some type of trifle.
Yeah.
You don't want to share, they say you don't want to share. But everybody done experienced some type of trife. Yeah, you don't fuck with them. You don't fuck with them either. I didn't know he was trife until you did up the trife. That's how I know not to fuck with them, right? I'm just saying, Dashing.
I have a good story for you guys. My best friend, the guy, act like he had a big penis. He had went to her bathroom and rolled it with her own tissue.
Wait. Excuse me?
Yes.
Wait. He did what? Say that again.
Her bathroom. Rolled
he went to her bathroom. And how did we find out about this?
Whoa, found out about it. She was going to go down and all she saw was tissue. She went to reach and there was nothing but tissue there. Her tissue. You know,
wow.
The flower print.
Oh, wow. I had the same print. Wow. It was the quilted picker-upper. Oh, wow.
He says, I'm sorry. I was so excited. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Wow. I've seen Black Reporter. Relationship is the only thing that's worth trifling about. Laugh out loud. I'm just playing with you. I'm just playing with you, Dashi. Don't get mad at me. Anywho, 609 is in the building. That's Mario. 609? Dashing? Somebody?
No.
Dashing.
It's that nigga Dash. Yeah, what's wrong?
What's up, Dash? What's up, Dash?
Smart
how you
ass.
Doing?
Hey, Dutch. Smart ass.
Me?
Yes, you. What's going on?
I don't know, Dash. I don't know. They trifling in here. Trifling. Like, damn, Lady C. I don't know why you brought that up. Now my head is stuck on that moment. My head is stuck because I felt, because I never had that happen to me. And I don't know if that just beat up my pride, my ego, my something like that. Just, oh, man. And I never felt the same way about that dude. Like, I don't call him. I barely text him on Facebook. Listen, dude, I ain't even got no words for you after that. Turn around. And he was like, I only type one thing that I'm fucking right now. No, Nikki Greenberg type shit. Like, oh, I couldn't find myself. So, nigga, you know it's in here. We only in one spot. You acting like we done fucked throughout the whole house, nigga. You can find your phone afterwards. And your dick small. And you M-R-E-R. Oh.
Damn.
And that dick game was just so whack. Like, nigga, you ain't got time to be. Ooh. Like, you got to concentrate on what you got, because you just sitting up there like you. First, you were sitting up there trying to pound my insides out. Like, what are you doing? Like, I didn't even cue. So I'm telling him to chill, hold up, stop. Then all of a sudden, he just stopped off completely. I'm like, wait, turn around. This nigga had the cell phone in his hand. I said, I know you only texting right now. T-Mobile is not that important right now. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just going through a moment. That's trite. Like, that. That is like a bad taste in your mouth. Huh?
You had a flashback there for a second, huh?
I'm just stuck on pause right there. Like,
that's fair.
It was stuck like.
It bothered her that she can't let it go.
They can't let it go. Like, you just brought that back up. Like, I let it go. You just brought it back up. And now I'm just stuck on that moment. Because now I'm thinking about all the elements in between that moment. Huh?
You should have more attention than anything else at that point. You should be the only thing they pay attention to.
It's not even that. Listen, it'd be different if this man was rocking with 11 and a half inches and all he had to do was just stay in there. Because I've had that. I've had 11 inches where all you have to do is sit there. I do everything. Just sit there and stay on. I got this. You know what I mean? Like, and that way, a kid, you can text. You can, as long as that's going to keep you hard, I don't care what you're doing. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to get mine. You know, and this man was sitting up there just doing everything wrong. The only thing he had going for him was the fact that he knew how to eat cooch. And it was hot, so I don't even like that. You know, I don't like you sweating between my legs when I already got sweat between my legs. That ain't even cute. So, I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to bring in 678, you on. Who are you? Where are you from?
What's up? This is Aaron from Atlanta.
Aaron from Atlanta. This is not Aaron who was popping mess on our show last week, right?
This is Aaron who's always popping mess on your show.
Is this Aaron with the Hyundai scooter?
Honda, baby, Honda.
That's what I said, Honda scooter, right? You got a Honda scooter, right?
Yeah, I got a big scooter.
Yes. Aaron with the moped. What up, Aaron?
What's up?
You was at work last time and you couldn't call in, but you was popping a lot of mess in the room. You was being
It's so much fun. are you at work now, Aaron?
No, I'm not at work right now. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
What's up, bro?
He had us going last week. I think it was last week, Thursday. He had us going, man. He had us going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, y'all Just rolling.
We were talking about older women, younger men, younger men, older women. And he was speaking on it. He was in the room. I was reading what he was typing. So, Aaron, welcome to Trifling Week. This is Trifling Week. All week, I've been doing, if you follow me on Facebook, if you're on the website, we've just been trifling all week so far. It's only Tuesday. We still got another couple of days to go. So right now, we are sharing trifling moments, trifling stories, just the shit that you think is trifling. And all of us just put out there, except for Dashing. Dashing said he'll fuck with trifling niggas. But, you know, I had to ask Dashing, how do you know they trifle if they done did something trifle to you? But that's another story.
Oh,
I got a couple of them. Let me tell one.
You know they trifle until they being trifling, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he had to do something trifling. Okay, go ahead, Eric.
So I'm out with this chick, right? We're having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is going cool. Take her back to my hotel room. Go down on her, right? Pig didn't even tell me she was on her period. I'm like, what the hell? You could have mentioned that shit. That's like, that just ruined my whole night.
Yep.
That's just nasty.
That's
it, man. I was like, that is trifling, though.
And then she asked me what's wrong. I'm like you didn't know.
Like you didn't know. It's one thing when you don't know and it happens, like it accidentally happened, but you know.
No, it wasn't no damn accident. You knew that shit.
It was too much not to know, huh?
Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta go look at some puppies.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been get this vision out of my head. First this nigga texting and now blood. Ah, oh, come on, Aaron. I'm working on my nerve right now. Y'all being trifling right now. I just be trifling right now. I know, I'm telling you.
I got another one. It's a little bit more lighthearted, though. Not nasty infections, but.
Mm-hmm.
A little lighthearted. Still on trifling side.
Uh-huh.
So you guys been to South Beach, right?
No. But go ahead.
No.
All
right, so I'm down in Miami. I'm down in South Beach. I like to have a good time. So I'll take this chick with me. I went to South Beach. You know, a hotel's like $300 a night, and I didn't ask her to pay for anything because, you know, I bring her with me. She's having a good time. So we're out, and things are getting kind of hot and heavy. We're walking past one of those, oh, guys, what do you have in New York? Like a Five and Dime store.
Uh-huh.
We're walking past one of those Five and Dime stores, and she asked me, do you want a shirt out of that store? And she saw this shirt that was like $4 or something. And I looked at it, and I was like, well, not really. I'm not cool. Mind you, I'm bringing this chick to Miami. So I'm spending a lot of money.
Spending
so
mad money.
Mad at me. Yeah. So she gets mad at me, mad as hell, because I don't want a $5 shirt. And I'm like, wait a minute now. I would have said, I don't know, on this point, we probably don't spend about $600-$700 out of my pocket. And I'm like, you going to sit up here and get flaming mad, cursing mad, when she walk away, because I don't want a $5 shirt. I'm like,
aww.
I just want to leave my ass right down the street. And as a matter of fact, that's what I did.
Now, let me say this question.
Right there. What you saying?
What you got, Park Reporter?
I was going to say that there is also trifling stuff on TV. One happened this morning on, believe it or not, The View. And for some reason, they were talking about breasts. And,
what? Talking about booty?
No, chest.
Oh, they're talking about titties.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Whoopi has this thing about saying that her girls make marks wherever she goes.
They march.
They make marks. In other words, she called them Snoopy noses. Do you get the picture?
Okay, they leak. They leak this, right?
No. They long and they dry and they hang.
Oh, okay.
She said they Snoopy noses.
We didn't get that one.
Yeah, and that was ultra trifling.
All right, so
On national TV.
They're going south.
Huh?
Wow.
They're going down south.
Oh yeah, they're going south.
Well, we wasn't expecting nothing else from Whoopi old ass. I mean, I love me some Whoopi, but I wouldn't expect nothing else from Whoopi. Like, I didn't think they were Berkey.
That's true.
Unless you get a tuck or something.
Or a crane. Oh, my God.
Yeah, not nice. Not nice.
Get better bras.
I wanna give a shout out to fuckbook.com. I came across this website. I mean, I've heard of it, but I didn't think it actually existed, but it do. So shout out to Fuckbook. I just made an account on there. I'll let y'all know as soon as I get up. I made $15 already. That's what's up.
Wait. What's the site?
I made $15 on it already. That's what's up.
What's the name of the site again?
I'm not telling you.
Be that way.
I will.
Well, you know what?
Black Porter gonna go use some white guy picture. Black Porter gonna use somebody else's picture.
No.
You ain't got to lie, Black Reporter. You ain't got to lie. It ain't gotta be you. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. You know it's not you.
Real quick, while we got this break in the action, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Phone Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio. This is Black Reporter along with La Crush Hearts, and we have our normal and semi-normal crew right here in the house. And
actually, we got Lady C and we got Aaron holding us down right now. We got some guests in the room, in the chat room. Hey, guests, how you doing? Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
You're trifling. Everybody, please visit www.soulfantasyradio.com to vote on Black Reporter's new theme song. If you're just tuning in, Black Reporter did go get the haircut. He got a low Caesar. He got the tapered sides. He ain't got no sideburns. He got the trim. You know, I was going to upload the conversation that I had with him while he was getting his hair cut, but the baby was screaming in the background. It was just too annoying for my ears right now, so I'm not even going to play it.
Okay.
But if you need to know the options for Black Reporter's theme song, we have Clarence Carter Stroking.
My personal favorite.
We have the Love Boat theme song. We have Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual. We have Knight Rider theme, and he'll be talking over it. And then my personal favorite, which I'm voting for, is Weird Al, Whatever You Like, because Black Report is a sugar daddy on with coupons. That's
you
it.
Can have whatever you like.
I'm telling you, Black Reporter, that's you right there. I'm thinking that's the one it's going to be. So
no,
please go
no,
vote
no,
for Weird
no.
Al, whatever you like.
Clarence.
You said no.
Both Clarence.
Go.
Yeah. Both Clarence.
Black Reporter.
Yeah, he wanted Clarence Carter. He wanted stroking
yeah,
in and
he Yeah, he used to go with stroking.
DJ, stroke it to the left finger, stroke it to the right.
I'm a Southerner.
Stroke
there
it.
You go.
You're a Southerner, but you're also a cheap sugar daddy. But all the songs apply, Black Reporter. I understand you're a Southerner, but all the songs apply in one way or another. So that don't count. That don't count. I'm going to tell y'all where we at right now. Clarence Carter Stroking is in the lead with 44%.
Oh,
The Love Boat theme right behind it with 22%. And the other three, Tom Jones, Knight Rider, Weird Al, is tied up at 11%. We need people to go vote. Please go vote. Weird Al, Whatever You Like. That's the song. I'm thinking that's for Black Reporter. You don't believe me? Here you go.
Hey, girl, you know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tater tots, hold up the night. And we can clip coupons all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah, yeah.
I just love that part. We can clip coupons all night. Like, that's black reporter, that's you. You get the Sunday paper. I can see you with the Sunday paper. That is, look, ladies, see, even though, like, I can just see you with the baby, you need tissue, she go a dollar off Charmin. I can see you doing that. I can see you do it. I can see you late night talking, calling her up and saying, lady, I was looking at the news today. You know,
and
I can see you
doing
that. Because you always find something that just be left field. We could be talking about the color blue and you come left field with something. That's you. Like, you are a cheap sugar daddy. You are a cheap sugar daddy.
But the thing is, when I do come up with gems, they're very good gems.
I'm not saying they're not bad. I'm not saying it's not bad, but it just be at the wrong time. Like, you so mismatched. You like a misfit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying it's not a good point. Yes, we do care that Obama won, but you be telling us that we be talking about something totally different. We could be talking about oranges. And you be like, I just want to say this before we go on. You just want to stop us in the middle of what we say. He's like, oh, wait, hold on. I just want to say this. Obama just won. We'd be like, what? Obama just won? Looking at our phones.
No, actually, that was the Lakers.
You see? You be coming from left field. Oh, man. That's you, the Weird Al, is you, Weird Al, whatever you like. I can see you doing that.
Now, speaking of Weird Al, you are going to play our normal theme song.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play that.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I do got a list of a whole lot of songs that I want to get to, but we're just having a good time right now, so I don't even stress that. But I am going to play some trifling music in a minute. And we had to retire Hands on the Ground. It's still here. It's so tempting to press the play button. But
it should be dead.
I know it should be, but it's just here. And it's just like, push me.
It says, please.
It's calling my finger.
No.
I keep scrolling down to the end looking at it. I keep scrolling down to the end looking at it. All right. So let's keep going. Okay. You know what's trifling? It's not relationships. What's trifling is you did all this training. You went to school. You went to college. You got your degrees. You got all this training under your belt. And then you get a job. And it has nothing to do with what you trained for.
Yeah.
That's trifling. Why would you do that? What up, Big Ashby? Big Ashby in the building, Big Ashby. What's up, Big Ashby? Like, that's trifling. If you do get a job in your field, and then your boss have you do other shit.
No. Even more trifling is that your boss is old enough to be your son. that's ultra trifling.
This little nigga right here. And then you know he got to fuck with you. You know he got to fuck with you too, right? He's going to fuck with you just because he is mad at his dad. He's going to fuck with you just for that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's going to pick on you.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ashby, you know it's trifling week. I know you got something under your fingertips. Type it up or call us up and let us know what's some trifling moments for you. 347-989-0767. Okay. Any more trifling? I know there's some more trifling stuff out there. Black reporter, what's trifling? You want a chance to talk? Tell us something trifling, Black reporter.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
I know what's trifling, Black reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
I know it's trifling, and I know this is something trifling, and I'm only going to bring it up, and then I'm going to, that tranny that you met.
Oh, that was ultra trifling. That was ultra trifling.
That was some ultra trifling shit.
Yeah. Yeah, when you go out, well, then that's what you get for going to a hole in the water in the first place.
No, don't try to blame it on a hole in the wall. Don't try to blame it on
a hole in the wall at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, actually, I should have known that was a place where trannies hang out and everything. But, it, you know, it's cool 110% by a nice shapely, what I thought was a little a sister. And come to find out, it's a tranny, and oh, hell, I don't know, you know.
But you still let her beat, right?
Huh? You still what?
Nothing.
You kind of
damn, you went nothing.
You gotta listen to the archives. You gotta listen to the archives. Like a 40,
you gotta listen to the archives. Now, you know what's trifling crush? It's trifling when you walk over to a group and the ugly one out the group is the one doing all the quizzing you when you're not over there for them.
Yeah.
That's that bullshit. Exactly. I'll be doing that. That's that bullshit. That's just
no.
Me. I'm just looking out for her.
No, but the thing is that your homeboy pulls you to the side and tells you in your ear that, hey, man, I know that girl. That the ugly one? That's the freaky one. and somehow he tells you, and boy, she is freaky as hell. Don't get with her. That's where you want to stay the hell away from.
Ew, like, what kind of friends you got, I'm just saying. What kind of friends you be rolling with, Black Reporter?
That was years ago.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you always keep saying that. Every time we ask you about something, it's always years ago, but you remember it so like yesterday. I'm just saying.
Mm-mm. Well, he just brought up a thing about a group, and that's what brought it up.
Welcome, Ivy the Wise One. Ivy the Wise One just ended up in the chat room. Welcome. Long time no see. I haven't seen you in a while. So, this is Trifling Week, Trifling Moments. We are talking about trifling stuff. I would like to invite everybody to visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. We got everything up there. Please answer our poll because Black Reporter do need a theme song. And I keep telling everybody to vote for Weird Al. You can have whatever you like.
Vote for Clarence Carter.
Weird Al, you can have whatever you like. Don't vote for Clarence
Carter. Stroking.
No, because you ain't stroking nothing. Remember, that was years ago. I'm just saying. You just said that was years ago. I'm just saying.
That's all.
I'm not trying to be trifling. I'm just saying.
It is
very
trifling week.
Yes, but I'm not trifling. I don't do nothing trifling. That's just that just sounded trifling saying it, right?
Exactly.
Shut up. I'm the sweetest, kindest, lovest, caring, down to earth, funniest person that I know, and I do nothing wrong. I'm serious. I'm sorry, I just have a hard time with that one. I'm serious, I don't do anything wrong.
Okay.
I don't do nothing at all wrong. You know it's trifling. You know what? As a matter of fact, since this is trifling week and we got to put them on blast, I'm going to put somebody on blast and I might get hell for it. But I'm going to tell you right now, people already know him. People already know what I'm talking about. All the BBW. His name is Jermaine Fry from Hackensack, New Jersey. He got bipolar and he is one trifling mofo. okay? I had to change my phone number. to him because he's trifling. He's calling people up, telling people that I gave him an STD and all this other crap and that I'm playing with his emotions, and he's just been giving me hell for the last 7 months. He's trifling, okay? Jermaine Fry from Hackensack, New Jersey, if he call you, don't answer the phone. If you see Jermaine Fry come up on your call ID, please don't answer the phone. And don't call me to tell me that he called you. That's what's trifling. When he calls you to tell you some shit about me, somebody that you don't even know, and then you call me to tell me that he told you something that I said about you and I never even met you. I don't understand how you mad at me because this man called you. I didn't tell you to put your number out there. I didn't give him your number. You can't be mad at me. I didn't give him your number. I'm just saying. That's my blast. He's my stalker. I call him my stalker. He
bipolar brothers with a phone.
He's 112% trifling. I'm telling you, I'm not even hitting on half of the shit this man done did. I'm just telling y'all because I'll be here for the rest of the show talking about this guy, but I'm not going to do that. All right, so this is what's going to happen, right? I want to remind everybody, like, if you are on Facebook, please look us up. Facebook.com/TheCrushHeart. Facebook.com/PhoneFantasyRadio. Facebook.com/Francis Dominique. No, I'm sorry. Black Reporter, BLK Reporter. On Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. We always have fun. You never know. I might start a cam session and bug out on cam with y'all. You know it's trifling. The barber shop. The barber who cut my hair, he's trifling. I wasn't supposed to go this bald. I just wanted a trim. And now I'm bald headed. I'm just playing. But I am bald headed. I don't know. I got my hair cut up Saturday, folks. I don't know how I feel about it. Everybody's telling me it's nice, but I feel some type of way. I feel like a little boy. Just saying. I feel like a little boy.
You know,
I don't know, but you know. Huh?
Chicks walking into the club knowing that it was a rainy night. Brand new high heel shoes. And your ass falling left and right.
You know, I'm feeling some type of way. I don't know. I got a bowl cut, but I can't wait to have sex with it. I can't wait to get pipe and my head rubbed at the same time. I don't know. Is that wrong? I said it. So what? I said I want to get pipe and my head rubbed at the same time. Erica Badu short. Like I'm trying to get 360 waves. That's how short it is. People are asking about Mimi from last night. I'm sorry to inform y'all, but Mimi is laid up. She is not feeling well. Unfortunately, she was sick. She had to be rushed to the hospital. So right now she's just relaxing and trying to get better. So shout out to Mimi. DJ Mimi Cat from Buffalo, who's visiting Black Reporterhood. She gets in, she got sick. So hopefully she'll be better and she'll be able to tune in to Thursday's show. So today's trifling week, right? If you have any trifling stories that you may want to share and you can't make it to the live broadcast, we encourage you to share them on the Phone Fantasy Radio hotline, 347-855-7372. Go up there. Speak it, record it, I'll hear it, and I'll play it. All right? Lady C, you're lucky I looked at the board because you would have been on hold for a minute. And I wasn't trying to be trifling, but I didn't know you got this. I didn't know you disappeared on me. What's trifling is people on Facebook that be sitting up there sending you messages with some bull and get mad at me. This guy on Facebook, he's in Africa somewhere. He's in Africa somewhere, and he hit me up talking some mess. I don't know why he got mad at me because he asked me for my number, and I said no. I don't know where they do that at. He asked me, he said, hi, Benji, here's my number, right? *+0023480352328333. This looks like a social security number. And I said, I don't call, and I responded, I do not call international, sorry, not interested. He said, please let me be the one to call you. I said, no, thank you, sir. You know what he said? He said, thanks, too, but you have not given me what I requested. For I mean, your number, please. For I am in need of a good friend. What? How do I respond to that? I done said, no, thank you, sir. And big, bold letters, and he said, well, thanks, too. But I have not given him what he requested.
You say you're welcome.
They got friends in Africa, don't they?
Huh?
They should have told them they got friends in Africa. Where you at?
I don't even want to do that. I don't want to even go. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go there. Then this one guy, he hits me up. And then I don't know if his profile is getting deleted, but I can't reply back to him. But he's always hitting me up. Hey, what's up? How you doing? What you doing? Can we get together?
Hey.
Huh?
Deleted. He's a scammer.
Yeah, but it was open at one time. Like, I was able to hit him back, and then the next time he hit me up, it closed again. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out that one.
How about people who come off of your Facebook page and they keep trying to befriend you again?
I blocked the dude. That's what happened to Jermaine Fry. He sent me a friend request, and he sent me a message. Do I even have, I think I deleted his message. Oh, man, because I was going to reach out his message that he just left me. I just had to get this off my system. This man, I don't know. Yeah, he left me a message. I don't know why, but he did. He left me a message. Damn. And I deleted it. Damn. I said, he told me that he found the love of his life. I said, all right, fine, more power to you. And then he called me and told me I was trifling. What? I said, all right, congrats, enjoy your life. Please don't call, don't text, don't email, don't speak my name, nothing. You know, he called me today and told me I was trifling. This was yesterday. How are you calling me and telling me I'm trifling? I don't know.
I heard your feelings, boo.
I didn't do nothing, though. I'm just being little old me.
Hear your voice.
Huh?
He wants to just hear your voice. Maybe he just wants to be a part of your life.
He does. He said that. He just wants to be friends. He did say that. He did say that.
No.
He just told me that. Scared to click on this. 347, who are you? Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn. What's that?
Nothing. Who's this?
It's Chef. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Chef? How you doing?
Not so much. How you been?
I've been good. How's that T-Mobile coming along?
How's what?
How's the T-Mobile coming along?
Still jamming them. Hell yeah, let's go.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
today's trifling. This is trifling week. Sharing trifling stories. You got any trifling stories you want to share?
I do. Anybody got a trifling story, Jeff? I don't know.
Yeah,
I do, actually. Yeah.
Okay. So what's your trifling story?
Not to incriminate me so bad and shit, I'm just going to tell you, like, a gist of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say I had somebody I was talking to you and shit. I had them go to work one day. And, yeah, you got the motorcycle.
Okay.
I was gonna talk over that shit. And go to work one day, and you know, had another shorty come over. I showered for the shorty and shit. And then I beat the board and shit. Then after when the other shorty that went to like her job or whatever and shit came back, I thought she sucked my dick real good. So that's some tragic story I had, so you know. Without really incriminating me, you know. I got a lot of stories, but you know. You know.
So that's what you're doing over there.
Being trifling. Nah, that was like years ago. I'm too old for that shit now.
That's always years ago. Everybody's always been trifling years ago, but ain't nobody trifling in the present day. I like it. All right.
Nah,
so,
are you serious? That's what people said to me?
Everybody done said that happened years ago. Black Reporter, didn't that happen years ago?
Oh, wow. I haven't listened to your shit, so if I knew that, I wouldn't even say that shit. Be honest with you. And that's some G shit. Yeah, that was good.
Have you been trifling recently? In the recent months, have you been trifling? You haven't been trifling.
Not at all.
Not at all. In the recent months, you haven't been trifling.
Not at all.
Sorry, I got something in my throat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I want you to put me on. I mean, like, you know something? I've been traveling since this month.
I don't know you like that. I was just asking.
You funny, Clutchy baby.
I'm funny? What you talking about?
Nothing.
I'm a good...
Anyway.
I got a good sense of humor, but I'm not trying to be funny.
I haven't been traveling this whole month. Anything that happened, like, in the beginning of the month, where I just probably went MIA on a person, family issues, to be honest with you. Yeah, that's why, you know, one thing about me and shit, like, I'm smart, so, like, I know, when I say family issues, I know that you're taping this show, so, in case you want to play it back, you know what I mean? We good money.
Well, you know what, since you know that we're taping this show, you go listen to the archives and you get up to date on what's going on with the show, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in, though. I really do appreciate you calling us up. Tell all your cousins I said hi.
Tell my who?
All your cousins I said hi.
Yeah, I got a lot of cousins and shit. But no, I'm a hologist.
Okay.
I make sure. All right, later, y'all.
All right. Bye.
Later.
All right. Lady C.
Anyway.
Yes. That was a T-Mobile guy.
That was what?
Lady C know what I'm talking about. That's it. I done put it on blast. I'm trifling. But I'm not trifling.
But okay. You know what we should do now?
What?
Since we got 34 minutes left in the show.
Yeah.
We should turn it on ourselves. You keep saying, oh, y'all ain't been trifling, nobody's been trifling lately. Well, we know we've done trifling things. Me, I've done one of the most country things you can do. And who's ringing? Whose phone ringing? Sure ain't mine.
It's not mine.
Not mine.
Not me. Well, whoever it was, then got it evidently.
We've done.
Huh?
You want to know how practical we've been lately?
Huh?
Yeah. And I'll be first.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say something which most women will extremely frown at, but most men understand. And for a man my age, they could truly understand. I had to take a leak on the side of the road, and couldn't wait to find no bathroom. So you go behind a tree and you go.
That's not trifling. That's not common.
That's
part of that's not trifling. Trifling is
when it is against the law.
we've done that for years, like before.
Yeah.
Now, if a girl does it, then try bullying.
Stand in front of me! Stand in front of me! Come on, stand in front of me! Block me! Block me!
Alright, so I go with a trifling store.
Okay, where?
Okay.
Same Miami trip, right? After I get back.
Oh, Lord, we're back on the Miami trip.
That's Miami trip. After I get back, old girl's husband calls me on the phone, right? And he says, I hope you enjoyed your vacation. And you know, this is the husband of the girl, right? So he's like, I hope you enjoyed your vacation. And I said, yeah, she was telling me it was better than a honeymoon.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. Y'all got a relationship like that?
Big Ashley said, shut up with that shit, black reporter.
Yeah, that's
the thing. Ashley and Ron said, shut up with that shit, black reporter.
He could tell, but he couldn't. One day I went out with another friend, and I came back, and I actually let the guy go down on me.
I did.
I thought he would tell. He couldn't tell.
Anyway, you know what? Let me see. My daddy is going to say, right? You're an older chick now. I know back in the day, they used to say that they were supposed to be, like, in between. They were supposed to be, like, a 3-day grace period. You ever heard of that?
Yeah. It wasn't even a 3-hour grace period.
Ew.
I did take a good hot bath after the first one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what they
say. I took a good hot bath. He would have known, but he didn't catch on.
We lost Black Reporter. We lost Black Reporter. That's priceless. Black Reporter hung up on us. All right. My turn?
Your turn.
Your turn.
I've done nothing priceless. Told you, I'm not a trifling person. I don't know what y'all talking about. I cannot comprehend, though, what y'all talking about. I've done nothing trifling. I've never, ever, 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 ever.
Nothing ever.
I've had a lot of trifling shit happen to me, but I've never done anything trifling. I'm a good one. I can tell y'all all the shit that trifling happened to me. I tell y'all something that's trifling that happened to me. What are you talking about, Ashby? What are you talking about? All right. So, you know, Sierra Mist is not a soda that's been out for many of years. When it first came out, I didn't know nothing about Sierra Mist, right? So somebody had bought a bottle of Sierra Mist, like, you know, a little bottle or whatever. And I was doing something, but I think I was washing dishes or something. I wasn't paying attention. And they gave me a cup. They was like, try this new soda. It's the Sierra Mist. Right? And I'm not paying attention. I'm like, all right. They put in a big tall glass. They had ice in it and everything. And I gulped it down. I said, it got a funny taste to it. I say about a half an hour later, my stomach started hurting. And I was just... I tell you, I think for about 2 hours straight, I could not get off the toilet. They gave me a cup of citric magnesium, the laxative.
Yeah.
That's not funny. The laxative. that was my first time ever tasting it. I never knew what it was. And they were sitting up there laughing so hard at me. And I'm like, what's so funny? What y'all joking about? Blah, blah, blah. Nothing, nothing. And every time I'm running back and forth to the bathroom, they caught me with that one. That was the first time. I was like, all right, I'm going to get y'all back. I never did get a chance to get them back. So I'm going to use that trick on somebody else. The next guy that comes to my house and can't lay the pipe, that's what I'm going to give him. What's up in a drink, fool? All right. Send his ass home. All right. See you later. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna buy me some. I'm put it right there in the soda bottle too. Watch. That's my trifling to do. That's my trifling in the future. That's my trifling in the future. So I can say this is my trifling in the future.
You heard it now,
though.
Don't drink nothing.
Exactly. Don't drink nothing from the crush. Trifling shit.
Well, she said she wouldn't do it just in general, only if they're unable to satisfy completely.
Exactly. Only if they're unable to. Yeah. Like, Daddy, y'all don't have nothing to worry about because y'all know what y'all doing. Wink, wink. Y'all have nothing to worry about. It'll probably be expired the next time when I use that. I'll probably have to change that with all the guys that be laying it down so nicely. I don't know. That's some trifling shit. Was trifling in the middle and he about to nut and you said you got a cramp? That's some trifling. He like, yeah, and you start screaming out, cramp! wait, we gotta stop, I got a cramp, stop, ow, that nigga be so mad, oh, man, talking about being backed up, ooh. And they tell him you're not in the mood no more. I'm not in the mood no more. No, I'm good. I'm saying I can't get no. My leg hurt. I'm tired. No. You want to be taken off? And I said this on my show. I'm going to say it again. What's trifling is when a dude try to hold his nut when you give him head, but he come quick when he fucking you. That's some trifling shit. Oh, you wasn't lasting this long when you was fucking me the other night. Now I'm just giving you head because I kind of, you know, now you want to be holding it. That's that bullshit. That's some trifling shit. You want to be holding it now.
That shit messed the chick up. Do that.
That's some trifling shit right there. You notice that, Lady C, am I wrong? How they last forever when they give you head. You like, damn, my head hurt. My throat hurt. What's going on? And then when it's time to, it be over so quickly, then I nut it like, oh, what? You done.
Oh,
you
no.
Done.
How about a chick that say, oh, yeah, that's my favorite thing to do. I really so good at it, blah, blah, blah. And then feel like you got some razor blades on your dick.
Ooh.
Fighting you. How like do you, will you stop with all the teeth?
I learned that the hard way. When I first did it, I kept using teeth. I did not know I was using it. My first time giving a hand, he busted my eye. So I stopped using my teeth. I had to learn the hard way. Do that shit no more. I don't do that shit no more. Take them shits out. Me? Nah, never that, Ashley. This nigga done passed out twice. So that ain't nothing bad. What? Me give bad head? After that, I learned my lesson. Nah, God.
No, it's trifling when you give him head, then he doesn't want to do anything for you. Like, wait a minute.
I don't do that. Nigga, you know, somebody else said that too, but I don't mind not giving head because 9 times out of 10 they bad anyway. I've had such bad experience that I don't really care too much about all that. You know, not getting head in return. But you better be able to lay the pipe. you better be able to lay the pipe. I'm not saying that I wouldn't stop. I would stop you now.
Right.
But that's a make or break move right there. Like, if you do it wrong, I'm just turned off completely. I don't even want to have sex now. I just want to roll over and go to bed. Like,
that's
yeah.
We're done.
That's it. So I don't even, like, don't do that. No, don't do that. Trifling shit. I've had to have.
That's a prerequisite. Chicks that don't do that, you might as well stop talking now. Let's talk about.
It was nice knowing you. Bye bye.
You want me to put that where?
Yeah. I've never been scared of a dick.
I've never seen that before.
What's good though? I'm gonna tell you. Okay, I'm lying. I did do some trifling shit, but it wasn't my fault. It wasn't like I intentionally. Yeah, I didn't intentionally do it, but it wasn't my fault. Okay. Now I'm a big woman, so I got a couple of extra meat in places, right?
Uh
huh. He thought he was gonna get some anal, right? And he put it between the butt cheeks. But it never broke the hole. So he was in up there and he was going hard too. He was pumping. Yeah. You like that? I like, yeah. Ow. 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 Because, you know, I told him he was my first. I never did anal, right? I like, ow. Oh my God, it's so big. Oh, ow. Right? He done it. And I squeezed my butt cheek together and I ran into the bathroom like, oh my God, it's so sore. Oh. And I ran to the bathroom. And I'm in the bathroom wiping myself, you know, showering and everything. Oh my God, I'm so sore. I don't know what to do with myself. Oh. And he's sitting up here cheesing. He was so satisfied. Boy, listen, this man to this day think he was my first. He think he got the anal, he got the booty. I never done anal. I tell him he won't believe me. But, I can't take his dick. I was like, you're right. I can't take it. Nope. I don't know what to do with it. Nope.
The nigga
try. I don't know what to do with it. That was too much for me. But, I mean, I've done that a couple times, actually. Am I in there? Yeah, you in there, boo. He don't be nowhere near home.
You're back there looking. I'm up front, don't you know?
I mean, even when it's not even anal, he's just trying to get the pussy. And they'd be like, I'm in there, yeah. He'd be right between the thighs. Yeah, I've done that, yeah. He'd just be right between the thighs.
Yeah, done that.
I'm not going to sit up there and argue with you about it. Like, yeah.
They couldn't reach it anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit up there and argue with you about it. The guys want to climb on your back. They want to get you into that monkey position. Go ahead, sir. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. I'm quick to. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. I think that's the trifling thing I've done.
Mm-hmm.
The trifling thing I've done is fake sex, fake orgasm. I think that's the trifling thing a woman could do. It's just fake that shit. But this shot, what is this? Ooh, yeah, ooh, right there, ooh.
That was so good.
And every time he want to have sex with you afterwards, you come up with some type of excuse. Come up with some type of excuse. Let's watch a movie. Let's do something.
I'm crapping. I can't do that tonight.
Exactly. I'm spotting right now. I can't do that. It's all types of excuses. Oh, man. I ain't sleep all day. You force yourself to go to sleep. Your eyes moving when they shut. You know, you is not sleepy, but your ass like, I'll go to sleep tonight, nigga. Make yourself sleep. I'll go to sleep tonight, nigga. He been trying to get back over.
Yeah.
Another trifling thing I did, the guy came all the way over here. I'm from out of town. He came to come see me. I think he came from PA, something like that. And I wouldn't let him into the crib. I talked to that nigga through the peephole the whole time. Never made it inside. I mean, I was all types of bitches and shit. You never made it inside. Uh-uh, no, never mind. You got the wrong door.
I know that's you.
Wrong, oh, baby.
I don't know, no, no, I don't know her. The crush, no, I don't know her. I know that's you. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you talking about? Have y'all done that? Have y'all stood somebody up? Have y'all, somebody asked you for yourself and you be like, that's not me? I do that all the time. Somebody, I seen your picture. No, you didn't. That ain't me. I was not that shit to the T. That ain't me. He ain't sit there and tell me I'm not me, right? That never happened to you. I'm sure it never happened to you. You got that moped. That moped is sexy.
Yeah, it gets the job done.
I bet it do. You be like, rum, rum. Like, ew. Like, ew. Take some pictures on your moped. Ew. I'm coming to Georgia. You're in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
I'm coming to Georgia. You going to ride me on your handlebars?
I don't know if you want to get on them.
Yeah. I don't know what I'll be doing.
So if you want to ride like that, you
can. I don't know what I'll be doing.
There you go.
Exactly. There I go. Yeah. Everybody needs a teacher.
There you go.
Yeah.
A sensei. That's what you need.
And look, now you're pushing it. Now you want to be a. Now you want to be somebody's sensei.
Mm.
Yeah,
sensei.
Mm. I don't know about all
that.
Nah, all right. So we got 15 minutes remaining. I'm going to shut the show down. Black Reporter typing. He left us. Y'all know that, right? Black Reporter left. He didn't call back, and he called to be a co-host. This is what I'll be
doing. Nah, I think he went to sleep.
No, he left. He hung up. That's that bullshit. But. Big Ashby, give us a call and let us know your trifling moments. You talk about everybody else, but Ashby and share no trifling moments with us yet. I know you got some trifling moments, Ashby. Share your trifling moments with us, Ashby. Please, Ashby, please. Please call us up and share your trifling moments, Ashby. Don't be trifling, Ashby. Please, Ashby, please.
Huh? Tell them call.
Yeah, call us, Ashby. See? Everybody wants you to call, Ashby. Ashby. All right. So we're going to wait to see Ashby call us. We don't know if he'll call us, but wait till he call us. And Thursday at 11 p.m., we'll be right back here on Blog Talk Radio with more trifling shit, more trifling playlists. I'm going to get to all the songs I didn't get to today. We're going to play it in. Also, join me at the Crush Chat Lounge with some more trifling shit with me and my stuffed baby Aloysius. Because I ain't having nobody see. I think that's trifling. Have babies is trifling. I'm not having nobody babies. So I got my stuff, Mickey. I get on cam. You can get on cam. We can cam up. Have some fun on cam. It is R rated. It's not XXX rated. So, you know, we ask you to keep your clothes on. We only allow flashing. That's it. So, that's it. If you got a webcam and a computer and you want to come have some fun with us, you know, you could do that. You know, we use Tiny Chat. You could join us on there. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We have a special broadcast this weekend, though. Also, I'm having a swing party on Saturday, so if anybody want to come for the swing party on Saturday, that would be awesome. Swing party on Saturday, and we're having a meet and greet tomorrow. Hit me up on the Facebook, the email, thecrushhearts@yahoo.com if you're interested, and you happen to be in the tri-state area, New York City, Brooklyn, Al. Get my swinging on this weekend, Al.
Big Ashley said no trifling moments. That's being trifling, because you know you have trifling moments. The only person that may not have no trifling moments is me. All y'all mofos are trifling. I'm the only trifling person I know. I'm just saying. Right, Aaron?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I'll pass. So, Aaron, I know you did some trifling shit to a woman.
Say again.
I know you done did some trifling shit to a woman. Cheated on her, you did something trifling. What you do?
Some trifling shit to a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Me cheat on a woman?
Mm-hmm. You did something trifling to that woman. What you do?
What did I do trifling to her?
You come on her face while she was asleep?
No, I never done anything like that. I'm gonna try to.
You would pull out before you would. You didn't pull out.
Ooh, we was talking about that before.
I made a tap out.
Oh, word.
Yeah,
How you doing?
Can I tap out?
Ooh, made a tap out. Holla.
Yeah.
Like, you did something trifling. You single, Aaron?
Yeah.
Then you did something trifling. Why are you single?
Why am I? Because I want to be.
Mm-hmm. That's what we all say. Mm-hmm. That's what we all say.
Yeah.
You have such a good time.
Yeah, that's why. Are you single?
Huh?
Are you single, Chris?
Yes.
All right.
But I'm single. I'm single because I'm trifling.
You just.
That's why I'm single. I know why I'm single. I mean, I'ma keep it real. I'm trifling. I want to do a nigga like he do me. What, nigga? You done?
Yeah,
all right.
Know.
Bye. Yeah, no. Bye. Beat and bounce. That's what I call it. A beat and bounce. No, let's not snuggle. I need you. You need to be available. If you can't be available when I need you, and if your dick ain't good, I'm not calling you back. Unless you paying for the pussy. Unless you paying for the pussy, that's it. Unless you paying for my time, you ain't getting it.
We don't never pay for time.
Oh, yeah, believe me, they do. They do.
I know they do.
Oh, believe me, they do. They don't pay for time. That's it, nigga. You're going to pay a bill. You're going to bring a bottle, bring some weed, do something. I want something in return. Because that game alone ain't doing it.
I'm telling you,
I can't get over this. This man texted me and then called me and then said he ain't do nothing trifling. That's pressure. He was right. That's trifling, right? Right, Lady C. That's trifling.
That's trifling.
He said he ain't do nothing wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't do nothing. I ain't trifling.
Nigga, you just did that.
Anyway. All right, folks, we're going to go. I'm going to shut it down. Thank you, Aaron, for calling. Thank you, Lady C, for tuning in. Thank you, Big Ashby, for tuning in. Thank you to Princess FAA, Black Reporter, his trifling ass. You know what? Just for that Black Reporter, dedicated to you. That's Black Reporter fault. I know I promised I wouldn't play it anymore, but that's Black Reporter fault. He disappeared on us. But I'm going to go ahead and get into these last couple of songs to play for y'all. We're going to be here next Thursday. We're going to be here Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? That's how we're going to end tonight. Did I play this song already?
First we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing no things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you have to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about. On my car, pay me back credit, buy me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but instead of heading to the mall, going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. Your mama's number still more than one. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Pay the bills, keep paying the telephone bills.
Clock in the morning, where you been?
Baby, hit me in my two-way. I was with my girlfriend.
You a lie. I called Keisha and Tanya, and they were both at home.
But I didn't say them, though.
But then only things I know, girl, you better
wait before you get all upset. Here's the truth.
Talk to me.
I was with my girl when she got some bad news.
Hey.
A man cheated, had her upset and confused.
But baby, what's I got to do? What you coming in at two? Sharon. Where does she live? Her man's name.
Billy.
while you at it, call a cab. It's obvious if you're playing around. Go upstairs and get your out of here now.
Frank, please hear me out.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
But I can explain everything
right now.